in as soon as we have more details, but we've already announced his plans to go visit the NIH, to go visit the Department of Defense. As I noted, he will be engaging with business leaders, mayors, and governors, and of course, continuing to make the case and have conversations with Democrats and Republicans directly about his hopes and plans for the American Rescue Plan moving forward as quickly as possible. So I think it's clear from his schedule and from his intention, he will not spend too much time watching the proceedings of any time over the course of this week. He will remain closely in touch with Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, a range of officials on the Hill about his plan, and that's exactly what they want him to do, is to remain focused on that. And he will leave the pace and the process and the mechanics of the impeachment proceedings up to members of Congress.
So there you have it. That sets up what's going to be happening tomorrow. They'll begin early, and they'll have opening statements, I'm sure. Each side's going to have 8 hours to present its case. The Democrats and the Republicans, the defenders of the president and the Democrats. This is going to be fascinating. I mean, it really is. Coming up, Andy Matthews, Assemblyman District 37. They've just begun week number two of the Nevada legislature, where they pass laws that influence, they impact you and your family for years to come. That's why it's important that we cover this. Stay where you are. A lot more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, look out for a crash. It's on the right shoulder. It's the 515 eastbound at Eastern. Now, there's a sound wall there, too, so there's not a lot of space there on the right side. And if you're in the right lane, do approach with caution through there. Also, look for some congestion, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Look for some heavy volumes, Interstate 15 south at Sahara, North 15 at Bonanza. Also on the Beltway, slow flows through there right now, 215 westbound at Tenaya. You're pretty much bumper to bumper. 215 eastbound at Green Valley. It's slow through there. And remember those lane restrictions. That's Interstate 11 northbound at Lake Mead.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Kings yesterday 4-3 as Chandler Stephenson had two goals. Riley Smith and Zach Whitecloud also scoring for the Knights as they improve to 7-1-1. They are set to open up a two-game home series against Anaheim coming up tomorrow. UNLV basketball, they're coming off a 68-58 win against Air Force on Saturday. That two-game series is set to wrap up later on today. The UNLV women's basketball team, they sweep a two-game series from Air Force, winning yesterday 68-57. And they are next in action coming up on Wednesday when they are going to take on Boise State. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Macy's Star Money Bonus Days are happening now. It's a special time when Star Rewards members earn bonus points and get to their next reward faster. You'll get $10 in Star Money for every $50 spent with your Macy's card, or $10 in Star Money for every $100 spent as a Bronze member. So go on and shop the sweetest gifts for them, then earn Star Money for yourself. Now through February 15th, Macy's Star Rewards. It's how we love you back. Visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for exclusions and details.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We're still licking our wounds, those of us that are Kansas City Chiefs fans, after the Super Bowl drubbing at the hands of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. What an amazing human specimen that guy is. It is also the beginning of week two of the 81st Nevada Legislature. Week one seemed to be uneventful, a little bit of pomp and circumstance, not much of it. And not much happened. But let's find out for sure, because a guy that was there for all of it, he'll be there for all 120 days of the Nevada legislature. He is Andy Matthews, Assemblyman District 37. He's a good friend, and we're so happy that he is beginning his assembly career. And this is going to be so exciting. Andy, what did you make of week one?
Well, it was nice to get settled. Like you said, of course, there was a little bit of pomp and circumstance. Not, I guess, so much as in previous years, because, you know, the building's pretty empty since, it's closed to members of the public. But, it was good to get settled in and start having some committee meetings and begin the process of doing the people's work over the next 120 days. So enjoying it so far. A lot of hard work ahead, of course, but that's why we're here.
I'm curious, you've been around this. You've been a kingmaker. You've been a policy wonk. You've done a lot of these things, and you spent a lot of time in Carson City. Is it different being an assemblyman? Is it different after your first week? Do you find that, oh, wow, this is not like what I experienced?
It's certainly different. You know, it's sort of like I've been asked this because, like you said, you know, with my experience, I've certainly been around the legislative process and have a pretty good understanding of it, but you know, I would say it's sort of analogous to, you know, if you're a football fan, to kind of come back to where you started with the introduction, condolences on your Chiefs, by the way. It's sort of, you know, you're a football fan, you watch it, you understand the game, but then all of a sudden you're thrown on the field, right? And you're in the middle of the game and you're actually playing. It's sort of like that. You know, you can understand it at a certain level, but there's nothing that's quite like, you know, the perspective you get when you're actually an elected official, when you're actually a legislator and you're in there. So it has been certainly different, exhilarating in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, you know, there are times when there's a lot of information coming at you, and you have to try to do your best to handle it all and digest it. But you know, I feel like I've learned already just in the first, you know, six full days now that we've had in session. I've just learned an enormous amount, and you know, it really enjoyed talking with my fellow caucus members and even those on the other side of the aisle about the process and, you know, how to move through all of that. You know, we've got a great staff here with the Legislative Council Bureau here at the building, and you know, they do a great job of making sure that incoming freshman legislators learn really quickly the way they need to, you know, where to go and whom to ask, you know, when you need some assistance with something. But, I was just, bottom line, nothing is like actually doing it. It's been great. It's been a great experience so far.
I want to ask you, you say you've had a chance to talk to people in your caucus on the other side of the aisle. Do you get a sense from anybody that somewhere in the middle of this 120-day experience that they will start allowing lobbyists, that they will start allowing constituents, that they will open up the building. Is there any possibility that may happen sometime in the middle of this 120-day experience?
It sounds like that is the hope. I don't know that it's in place as a concrete plan yet. I've not had personally specific conversations about what the plan is for that. But my understanding is that there is a hope that at some point during this session, we will be able to open up the building. I certainly hope that's the case. I'd like for it to be open right now. I would have loved for it to have been open last Monday when we kicked off. But, the situation is what it is. And we'll have to see how it plays out. I don't have any specifics. I don't have a time frame. But I would love to see it get open. And I think, I hesitate to speak for my other colleagues. But, I think that there's an understanding that, of course, we would like to have members of the public be able to come here. This is the people's building, and they ought to have access to it.
I want to ask you a question that everybody's asking, and we've asked it of legislators and members of the media, and it's a question that bears repeating, and that is, do we have a fiscal crisis in the state of Nevada? I know we're all waiting to see if the feds are going to give us a whole bunch of dough, but in your view, do we have a fiscal crisis or a potential fiscal crisis, depending on how much money the feds give us?
I would not characterize our current situation as a crisis. I would say we're facing some significant fiscal challenges. But I don't think and I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. That's subjective. I know that some in the other party have described this as a crisis. I think it's a crisis from the perspective of if you're someone who really wants to raise taxes and expand government, then maybe you do look at this current situation as a crisis, because I don't think the evidence points to a need to do those things. But when I look at where we are fiscally based on current revenue projections, I think that there will be sufficient revenue for government to carry out its core functions, and I think that we can do that with current revenues. We can do that without asking the private sector, asking our business owners, our workers, our families, or individuals to cough up more of their hard-earned dollars. And I think it's incumbent on us as legislators, as elected officials, to be responsible stewards of our state's fiscal situation. And I think that that's going to mean making government more efficient, making sure that government gets more out of the resources we currently have, and not ask those who've already sacrificed so much to sacrifice even more. So I do think it's important for us to set the record straight that this is not a crisis. It is certainly not a crisis that calls for anything draconian in terms of tax increases. And I think it's a situation that is absolutely manageable if we do our jobs effectively and if we bring some responsibility, some fiscal responsibility to the equation.
More from Andy Matthews, Assemblyman District 37. He is with us live in Carson City on week number 2 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. We'll talk about what lies ahead for him and for the members of the Assembly all ahead as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. adhering to the regulations, and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20/21.
Do you suffer with pain, numbness, or tingling in your hands or feet? This is commonly diagnosed as peripheral neuropathy. Are you taking drugs such as gabapentin, Lyrica, or Cymbalta and have serious side effects that never fix the pain? Has your doctor told you there's nothing they can do, just live with it? Call 702-500-0839. That's 702-500-0839. And meet with a neuropathy physician today. Peripheral neuropathy is a result of damage to the nerves, and if not treated, nothing can be done once you've sustained 85% nerve loss. Dr. Joshua K. Purcell, D.C., combines state-of-the-art treatment methods to ensure relief from neuropathy with no injections and no drugs. Call for the free neuropathy seminar. Start seeing relief in only a few sessions by calling 702-500-0839. Call Active Life Health and Wellness today at 702-500-0839 and schedule your seat in the next neuropathy seminar. Be pain-free in 2021.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total
darkness. That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Andy Matthews joining us, Assemblyman from District 37. He is a freshman, but he's been around this political game and making law for many, many years. Former president of NPRI, and he joins us. What is going to be your emphasis? I know everybody's talking about the budget and money and things like that, but give me a little... Just a little thumbnail sketch of what your priorities are going to be here in the 81st Nevada Legislature.
Absolutely. Happy to. There's, of course, a lot we need to get done this session. But I would say for me, you know, personally, there's three main areas that I want to be focusing on above the others. Number one is making sure that we don't raise taxes. You know, fortunately, in the assembly now, we have enough elected Republicans where if we hold together as a caucus, since we broke that Democrat supermajority, we have the numbers to stop a tax increase. Like I said in the prior segment, I don't think raising taxes right now is the right approach, and I look forward to being part of the effort to stop the tax hike on hardworking Nevada. Secondly, I think we need to reopen our economy. I think that for too long... not only have we been locked down or had severe restrictions on businesses and economic activity, but I think the governor for too long has been allowed to enforce all of this unilaterally. And, you know, fortunately, there are some efforts moving legislatively to rein in the governor's executive powers. I know that Assemblyman Jim Wheeler, my colleague, in one example, has got a bill that he's going to be pushing that would, you know, force the governor to come to the legislature and ask permission from legislators if he wants to continue to enforce these restrictions. So opening our economy, reining in the governor's executive powers, big, big priority. And also election integrity. Look, I'm on the committee on legislative operations and elections. This is the legislative committee that deals with elections. I think, you know, we I know you've discussed it many, many times on your program, and we've been on, or I've been on in the past talking about it as well, you know, making sure that we've got secure elections and that some of the problems that we saw in the 2020 elections don't become part of our permanent election system. Assembly Bill 4, which Democrats passed in a special session last summer, I thought was especially reckless. You know, it illegalized California-style ballot harvesting and implemented universal mail-in balloting. I've actually got a bill that would straight up repeal Assembly Bill 4, and I'm going to be, you know, pushing that forward. And we'll see how it all plays out. Of course, Democrats are still the majority party, and so we're going to need to make the case to them. But I think these, all three of those issues, I think, are high priority, certainly for me, but I think they are some of the more pressing matters for the state. And then I'm just, you know, honored to be here, and I look forward to being a strong voice on behalf of those ideas.
Hey, Andy, do you get a sense, after talking with some of your Democrat colleagues, is there any appetite at all for adjusting or repealing AB 4?
I've not, in the discussions I've had with some of my Democrat colleagues to this point, we have not gotten into that type of substance yet. You know, for the most part, in the early, you know, days here, it's mostly been kind of the cordial getting to know you and learning process and you know, how committee meetings run. So we've not yet really gotten down to the substance on particular bills and particular substance priorities, at least in the conversations I've had. There will be a time for that, and it's going to be coming soon. I would love the opportunity to come back and discuss that with you further as it continues to unfold. So a little premature to address that at this point, but we'll be getting there soon, my friend.
I love that you've got a bill in the hopper that's going to deal with this, because this isn't good for anybody. I got to ask you, I've only got about 90 seconds. Now more than ever, you know, we always say, oh, make sure you know, write your congressman or keep in touch with your assemblyman or your state senator. And we always say that. It's kind of like lip service. But now with the building locked down and constituents essentially out in the cold in Carson City, it's more important than ever for constituents to be able to reach out to you. How can they do it? What's the best way? And are you having trouble connecting with your constituents in 37?
Yeah, so I actually get a lot of emails, you know, that come to me every single day. I mean, literally dozens, probably in excess of 100 emails that come in, you know, at least on a daily basis or every couple of days, that are, you know, concerns that constituents are expressing, issues that they're raising, questions they have. And look, you know, all of us legislators, our contact information is right there on the legislative website at ledge.state.nv.us. I'm going to say that again, ledge as in L-E-G .state.nv, like Nevada, .us. Hop on there. You can, for each house of the legislature, you can click on it. There's contact information for all of us. Reach out, email us, call us, have your voices heard. And also, each of these committee members has a public comment area as well. You can actually log on, listen to committee meetings, and then have a chance to you know, offer a couple of minutes of comment at the end on topics relevant to that particular committee. So frustrating, I know, that we can't be in the building physically, all of us, in terms of, you know, citizens. I'm here, of course, but I wish others could be, but there's still a way to participate, and I hope your listeners will take advantage of that.
Andy, always good to visit with you. Thanks, man. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Take care, Kevin.
There you go. Andy Matthews, Assemblyman District 37. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. U.S. home sales fell 2.2% in September as rising home prices and lower inventories have stifled home buyers. Now, we see these numbers often, and here to weigh out on what that might mean for those in or near retirement is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, do you see any red flags here?
Well, Steve, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, home sales go up, they go down. If you're trying to sell, if it's a buyer's market, it's a bad thing. If it's the seller's market, it's a good thing. It depends on what you want to do in retirement, right?
Sure.
If things get a lot more expensive, it could be an inflationary environment, then we need to make sure that our retirement plans also have inflationary aspects built into it. In other words, anticipating costs going up. Now, most people I talk to have that built in, but a lot of people don't. And so when you start getting income in retirement, let's say you start getting $80,000 a year in retirement this year, but 10 years from now, you're still getting $80,000, and 10 years from then, you're still getting $80,000 a year. Do you think the $80,000 that you're getting every year in 20 years from now is going to be having the same buying power as the $80,000 today does?
I don't think so.
No. So we need to make sure, and that's why we talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about inflation because we really throw our arms in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it. But there is something you can do about it on your own. You can make sure that your plan keeps up with inflation. Whatever the inflation rate is, you need to have a plan, a retirement plan, that keeps up with that. Very, very important, because when we get to retirement, we want to focus on the important things. We want to create the freedom to live life without the thought of money. So if you're one of the next 10 people call, number one, we'll look at your current plan, make sure it's in the right allocations, make sure it's the right way, and make sure that you have what we call a financial fill-up strategy built in your plan. The next 10 people will do that at no cost or obligation.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Coming up, Tommy White's going to join us. Normally he joins us on Tuesday. We had some scheduling snafus, so we moved him to Monday this week. He'll go back to Tuesday next week, but he was gracious enough to adjust his schedule for us. Thank you, Tommy White. He's the business manager for Laborers Union Local 872. I'll ask him what he thought of the Super Bowl. My beloved Chiefs went down to defeat. I mean, it was ugly. We'll talk a little Super Bowl. We'll talk about what it might be like next year when we can actually have a full stadium of folks at Allegiant Stadium. Yeah. Trust me, I think it will happen, and I think it will happen from the beginning, that we'll get a clean bill of health. Already we're seeing that the numbers are coming down. Nevada adage is 548 new coronavirus cases, only 2 deaths, and a positivity rate that is down to 15%. It was up around 21% in mid-January. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.